you know, I need more, like, places that people could sit right next to me, I think. Once there was a bunny who lived on the edge of a big forest. And this bunny didn't have anybody to play with during the daytime. Mm-hmm. And when it was time to eat a meal, the bunny didn't have anybody to sit down and eat with. And at bedtime, the bunny didn't have anybody to wish him pleasant dreams. And so he was kind of lonely. And one day he painted a sign. And the sign said, "Friend Wanted." And he put the sign up in front of his house and he sat down to wait. And he waited and he waited and he waited all day long and nothing happened and nobody came. So he thought, well, that didn't work. I guess if I want a friend, I can't wait for a friend to come to me. I guess I'll have to go out and find one. So early the next morning, the bunny got up and ate a big breakfast and put on some nice clothes. He even combed his hair, put on new shoes. And he picked a strawberry from his garden and he put it in his pocket thinking that it would be a good present for a new friend. And he set off down the trail looking for a friend. And he hopped and he hopped and he hopped and he looked for the longest time and he got tired and he hadn't found a friend and he sat down to rest and he thought, oh, I wonder if I should just go home. But no, he said to himself, I really want a friend, so I'm going to keep looking. So after he rested, he got up and he started hopping down the trail again and he hadn't gone very far when he tripped over something and fell flat down on the trail. And when he looked around to see what he had tripped over, he saw that it was a bird's nest that had fallen out of a tree. And he looked around and not too far from the nest, he saw the bird that had fallen with the nest and it was either sick or hurt because it wasn't looking too good. And the bunny thought, oh dear, if I stop and help this bird, I'm going to have to quit looking for a friend. And he started to hop away, but he changed his mind. He went back and he said to himself, it's up to me to help this little bird. So he unbuttoned his coat and he wrapped the bird up inside his coat to keep him warm. And he carried the bird all the way back to his house. And he put the bird down on his soft couch and put a little blanket over it. And then he set the strawberry down beside it. But the bird didn't even open its eyes. He thought, I don't even know if birds like strawberries. I wish I knew more about birds. Then maybe I would know what to do to help. After a little while, the bird did open its eyes and it said, I'm thirsty. And so the bunny got water and brought it a drink. And then the bunny asked the bird, what do you like to eat? And it fixed a really nice dinner of the bird's favorite food. And it seemed like while they ate together, as he was eating, the bird got stronger. And pretty soon he was able to talk. And the bunny and the bird, they talked and talked while they ate. They talked all about what it was like to live there at the edge of the big forest. And after they had finished their dinner and they had talked for a long time, they both got sleepy. And so they wished each other pleasant dreams and they both went to bed. In the morning, the bunny woke up feeling very happy. He started to make breakfast for himself and for Bird. He was looking forward to spending the day with his new friend. He had finally found a friend, Bunny and Bird. So let's join hands and we'll say a prayer together. Cooper, can you reach up here too? Dear God, we thank you for showing us that it's our kindness toward others that helps us make friends, not our fancy words. And we thank you that in your loving kindness, you have made us your friends. And so help us to do for others what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.